The advanced aircraft radar builds on Rockwell Collins' decades of weather radar experience. But the company's weather radar marketing manager, John Conkling, isn't bashful about comparing past technology with what Rockwell calls its threat track weather radar.
Today, what you see in the cockpit or even from TV stations, they're rain gauges in most cases. And we go beyond the rain gauge with innovation that adds in analysis to detect threats.
To demonstrate those claims, Rockwell Collins offered a flight aboard a specially equipped corporate aircraft, that is, depending on the weather. Not we'll fly if the weather is okay. We were waiting for late afternoon developing storms, and the bigger the better. When central Nebraska began showing thunderstorm activity, three Rockwell Collins staffers and three journalists boarded what is technically an experimental aircraft, distinctive because of an oversized nose cone housing extensive radar technology. Airborne now, heading west, multiple radar screens in our cabin began showing small but developing storms. Rockwell Collins senior systems engineer, Greg Koenigs, began interpreting the green, yellow, and orange blotches, some surrounded by red dots.
We've got up to 48 cells that we're tracking, and we try to scan up to 32 of them within a certain window of time to get updates so that we can assess which one of them require a threat to be provided to the display.
Alongside swirling thunderstorm clouds, the screen ahead of my seat showed us traveling at just over 400 knots at 40,000 feet, outside Celsius temperature, minus 63 degrees. The aircraft now at the east edge of the Rocky Mountains, the radar scanning storm clouds horizontally, and when detecting potential severity, adding vertical sweeps.
You'll periodically see these auxiliary sweeps. The normal left and right scans are just the normal sweep. The number of verticals, of course, is dependent on how many cells are out there. But you can see here's one that happened.
But this new generation radar isn't only showing what's out there now, but warns pilots of possible developing hail, lightning, or wind shear. After landing back in Cedar Rapids about 3 hours later, marketing manager John Conkling elaborates.
There are associated threats with each individual rain cell that can have the potential for hail, lightning, convection, the bounces that, more than what typically you just see if you have that rain gauge type of weather radar.
Conkling says it yields satisfied airline passengers.
So we're showing that each of these are threats that can be detected and then presented to the crew such that they can avoid them, adding efficiencies, getting time to make sure you get to the airports on time. People can make their connections. The passengers are more comfortable. We're not flying through the bumps in the night.
Rockwell Collins' new threat track weather radar is being installed on Boeing 777 and 737 aircraft and soon being certified on Airbus-built planes. The technology is built in Cedar Rapids and Decorah plants. In Cedar Rapids, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.